Today's lesson is titled Season. It's not about salt, a little bit. Okay? It's not about worms, not about unquenchable fire, even though those are things that, to me, I didn't think about until I'm listening to this again this morning. You know, I was focusing on the season part of these passages that we will study from God's Word this morning. I worked with a guy one time. We went to eat lunch. He ordered a hamburger. He opened it up. By the time he got done with the salt shaker, he pretty just took the top off and coated it. You know, he's trying to melt some ice on that burger or something, as much salt. I mean, it was caked. That's the way he liked it seasoned. I used to work in that area. There's a place, Mexican restaurant called Tijuana Flats, and they use fresh jalapenos instead of the pickled or canned jalapenos. And the fresh ones to me just totally different. Can't compare, you know. And I enjoy that seasoning that it gives that food. We all have special. How many of us like eating without salt and pepper? I'm not going to raise my hand. No, I don't. Without salt and pepper? No. Everybody likes different seasonings, different ways. Depending on where you're from or how mom made it or what you've learned. And I'm talking eating, obviously, because we all have some understanding of that. We've in our household started with a lot of things are seasoned with some smoke here since I got a smoker given to me for Christmas. Brother Ed, he recognizes that. But our hearts, if I was to ask you what you would be seasoned with, what does God want us to be seasoned with? How are we to be seasoned? Obviously, the passage of salt comes up, okay? But that's not just how God, how God want me to be like salt. He doesn't want me to be a pillar of salt. Okay? He just doesn't want me to be a sprinkle on a hamburger or on a steak. How many of us can eat a salad without dressing? I want hands here. Without dressing. See? I'm not as abnormal as what you think, you know? Because I'll dip a little bit, but I hardly ever want it. Maybe a Caesar salad I like dressing on. But, you know, you want a little salad on that dressing? You know, people half a bottle of dressing on it. That's okay. But I mention that to say, for us to have the perspective that there's all different types of seasoning. And there's also all different types and some different types of seasoning in our hearts. That helps us be children of God and walk on His face of earth. And as we look at this passage of our lesson this morning, if you are not seasoned, how will you season it? The end of the passage. See if I can get this going. How will you season it? Good question. I almost made that title lesson instead of season, but how are you going to season your life today? How have you been seasoning your life with God's holy word and His promises? How have you been changing your life to be seasoned so you are well seasoned in what God has set before you? What happens if you're not seasoned in any way and fashion in your heart? Well, one of the worst things that we could ever do is cause someone to stumble in their lives. I made that mistake before in my life, folks. I made that mistake as a Christian following Jesus. Said something I wish I'd never said. Did something I wish I'd never done. And to me, when I sin like that, or when I have sinned like that, it feels like a millstone around my neck. Because it's shame and it's guilt. And it's things, folks, that I don't know about you, but I don't like to feel in my life and in my heart. I feel like I'm without salt and I'm not seasoned. And even worse, I've lost an opportunity to help somebody with her faith. We are going to be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. I said we're not going to talk a whole bunch about the worm and the fire, but let's talk about cutting things off, folks, in this passage of Scripture. Now, obviously, none of us could walk around one eye, one foot, one hand. I glued it off. See, that way I'm not seeing anybody. Can you imagine that? Okay? How is it to walk around on crutches? Not no fun, is it? You don't wish it upon nobody. Now, we have technology today that helps people have artificial limbs. You know? And how many of us, whenever we think of an old pirate, you know? I guess the shark bit off half his leg because they all got that peg leg, right? When we were growing up. Patch on our eye, peg leg. Hook. How do we know that all that didn't come from somebody teaching somebody about Jesus and they're cutting things off that were sins? Folks, Satan's going to tempt us with things that are most desirable to us. Some things that I'm tempted with don't even cross your mind or may never in your life cross your mind. So it's up to us individually, each of us, to be seasoned in order to be seasoned to make sure. What happens, folks, if we continue to let sin fester in our lives? How many of us have had a wound on our finger, thumb, somewhere, and it's got pus in it? And we just want, you know what, I think I'll keep that pus for a little while. That sounds crazy, but you know what? That's what we do with sin. That's why Jesus says, cut it off. That's how nasty sin is in our lives, brothers and sisters and friends. Cut it off. It's like pus. How many of us want to, I don't think I'll rub that pus on a little bit. I'm going to keep that pus for a while. But we want it out of there. It hurts. And when we're walking with Jesus, sin hurts. It's like a millstone around our neck. Only each of us individually can cut off those things, folks, that keep us from Jesus. I can't, as close as I am to my lovely wife, I can't cut those things off her. She's got to do that for herself. Each of us have an individual responsibility to cut those things off that keep us from hell. Keep us from salvation. Keep us from being salt, being seasoned. How will you season it? Well, once again, God's holy word doesn't ask a question without giving us some understanding. Obviously, it talks about being seasoned and how to be seasoned and how to stay away from things that keep you from being seasoned. Then it asks the question again. And then it says, have salt within yourselves and have peace with one another. Have peace with one another. How can I have peace with my brother in Christ when I don't like the color of the building I paint? That just irritates the tar out of me. That's pus on my finger. I use that example, folks, to show you the things that keep us from being at peace with one another. Little things. And once you allow the little things and the little sin and the anger to keep in your heart and resentment, keep pus in your heart. Just a little bit of pus starts growing. If you don't get rid of it, what happens when you keep that pus there, that infection? Keeps growing and growing and growing. You have to deal with it. One of the ways we deal with it is cut it off. You got to get rid of it. You got to recognize it's not good for you. It's not healthy. It's not seasonable. Do You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Is it then good for nothing to be thrown out and to be trampled underfoot by men? There's only a handful of passages that talk about being seasoned in God's holy word, and this is one of them. Obviously, it's talked about salt. Some of us have diets that don't allow us to have salt, or we're on a diet that eliminates salt. Okay? That's not true with our hearts. God wants us to be seasoned. But if we lived in a culture such as this, to where one of the only seasonings they had, the principal seasoning they had, not only just for flavor, but to keep things, okay? Didn't have ice refrigerators back then. So to sustain things. But, you know, let's look out to things that Jesus said. I'll say that again. Jesus said, if you're not seasoned, what are you? And folks, these are terrible things to be caught in. These are things that people go to hell because of. They lose their salvation because they're good for nothing and they've been thrown out and they'd be trampled underfoot. Once again, I like feeling good. I don't know about you. Maybe you wake up and say, you know what? I'm just not going to feel good today. I hate everything. You know, we talked about that old song, that country song. I hate everything. I don't know if we don't have good. Well, I have good days and bad days, folks. But don't let your bad days or your struggles in life turn into making you feel like you're good for nothing, you're thrown out, you're trampled underfoot. Because I tell you what, I don't want to feel good. How many of us like to be trampled underfoot? Nobody. How many of us like to be thrown out? You know, the old saying, throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't know how that fits anything. Other than thrown out, why would you throw out any baby? Why would you throw out salt? Why would you throw out Jesus? Why would you throw out things that are going to help you be successful in life and overcome troubles? The old phrase, good for nothing. How many of you heard that said about somebody growing up? He's good for nothing. That family's good for nothing. You know, that's kind of a southern thing. I hate to say it. You know, that's a southern saying. Good for nothing. God's holy word, Jesus mentions it. Somebody that loses their flavor, losing their seasoning. Okay? Somebody that doesn't cut the things off in their life, the sin in their life. It's good for nothing. Might as well be trampled underfoot. Might as well be thrown out. You cannot be stagnant, non-seasoned, folks. There's no, you're either one way or the other. You're either working for the kingdom and walking by faith, or you're not. In Luke chapter 14, as we read this passage of scripture, and we talked about being seasoning, multiple things here that talk about people. Okay? And before we talk about salt. Now, a lot of times, people just don't put these passages together. And we're doing that this morning. The first passage from Mark talked about going to hell, okay? Cutting things off. And then it talked about being the salt. Let's look at how what this talks about and being the cost and the things you have to do, and then that you need to be the salt. You need to be seasoned, or how will you be seasoned? Luke 14 reads, beginning chapter, or verse 25, "Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what kin, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. I got to tell you a story about right after I became a Christian, probably within a week or two, I went home, told my dad I'd been baptized into Christ, and his words to me were, that won't last long. 30-some years ago. At that time, I didn't know. You know, I'm like, well, whatever, Dad. Those words today to me hurt. But this passage reminds me of that to let you know that it has lasted. And in God's holy word, sometimes, folks, we talk about things to cut off, and I know it's tough. I never cut my dad off. Okay, I always kept giving up hope and praying for him. But we cannot let our loved ones rob us of our eternal life. They don't know what they're doing. They love you, but they don't know what they're doing. But we know, and God has told us. This is what Jesus is saying. Don't let your loved ones rob you. Don't let the mistakes of your loved ones rob you of your eternal life. The only seasoning they're going to have in their life is you. And I know that's tough to believe sometimes, folks, but that's true with us. The only seasoning people that in their lives will come in contact with is us. And to me, that's good, because God's entrusted that with us. To me, it gives us hope. Now, if you got to cut them off, you got to cut them off. I understand that. But if you want to be the seasoning in their life, be able to be the strength and to do that. Season. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes you want to talk to somebody about Jesus and they don't want to hear about it. Right? And then sometimes their heart's open. We've got to recognize when those times are available to us. We're going to pray for that. It's talked about in our next passage, our last passage this morning. Becoming Jesus' disciple means we need to recognize that salt is good, but if it loses its flavor, how will it be seasoned? I'm glad Jesus said this. It's neither fit for the land or the dunghill. Two things that are useful, you know. In our culture, we don't think about it so much. Farmer, he has manure being made every day, and he's got to put it somewhere. And they use all kinds of technology now to put it on the ground, reuse it. You'd be surprised, and this was one of the things that was, I couldn't believe this happened, but there's cultures that still do it. They dry out dung and then use it to cook food because they don't have no wood. Now, that'd be a crappy meal. I'm jesting a little bit. But folks, seasoned. Be seasonable in your heart. Be seasoning in other people's lives. Let to Jesus when he says you need to be the salt of the earth. Don't be somebody that somebody wants to throw out. And then let him hear. Listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus' words. So we are fit to be used in the kingdom. No matter where he gives us. Our last passage this morning comes from the book of Colossians and Lessons Yours. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer, being diligent in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word. To speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. And we ask the question, what is it to be salt? You know, how am I supposed to be salt? Not supposed to be a pillar of salt. It's supposed to be seasoned with salt. This passage of Scripture answers that another way. Always have it with grace. Knowing how to answer one another. How do I do that? Being just and fair. Continuing in prayer. Being diligent in thanksgiving. Why? To be able to share God's word with those around us. Open to us a door for the word. Walking in wisdom. Being thankful and using the time wisely. Redeeming the time. I've talked about a handful of times this morning, folks, that I have made mistakes and said things I wish I could have taken back. As I get older, I do that less and less, and I'm thankful for that. But that's only by the grace of God and by walking by faith. Seasoned. Don't be the cause of one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble. Whatever causes you to sin, cut it off. Don't go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. How will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. Don't be good for nothing. Don't be thrown out. Don't be trampled underfoot by men. Forsake all that we have to be his disciple. How shall you be seasoned? He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Give what is right. Continue earnestly in prayer, being diligent in it with thanksgiving. Praying also that God would open to us a door for the word. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, and let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. If you haven't this morning answered the call, the gospel call, to have your sins washed away by the blood of Christ in the waters of baptism, we invite you this morning. If there's something in your heart you need to make right with God, we plead with you to do that as we stand and sing selected hymn this morning.